The Bird Show.
All right, we call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys hit us up, and you're like, hey, whatever happened to that teen with the positive pregnancy test that the older sister found in the trash? You guys remember this?
Oh, sorry. This is me.
You weren't the older sister, and you weren't the teen.
I had my other story ready to go, and I didn't have this one, so that's totally on me. All right, so what had happened was that our listener found a positive pregnancy test in the trash a few days after her teenage sister's sleepover with friends. She had no clue who the test belonged to, but she was determined to figure it out. She confronted her sister lovingly about the test. Her sister swore the test didn't belong to her, and she didn't even know if it belonged to one of her friends. She was saying one of her friends must have took it on, like, on the DL, and she didn't even know. So I thought that was, you know, suspicious, because why would a group of girls have a sleepover without mentioning the pregnancy test? So conflicted about what to do, we suggested our listener tell her mom about the pregnancy test because it involved a minor. What did she end up doing?
The update. Turns out the pregnancy test wasn't my sister's. Thankfully, it belonged to one of her friends who was at the sleepover. Obviously, this was a relief for me and my family, but we were incredibly concerned and felt bad for the other girl. While this girl was at the sleepover, she and my sister were newer friends and not so close that I am aware of every detail of what happened since. What I do know is that she eventually found the courage to tell her parents. From what I've heard, they were supportive, which I'm so glad for. I also know that my sister and her other friends hadn't seen her much because she did not return for her senior year in person. It seems she was doing some type of virtual school or homeschooling. Though, it does sound like she will still be on track to graduate, which is another relief. In February, she had her baby. I was able to see a picture, and she and her baby girl looked happy and healthy. I've heard that they are still doing well. While the circumstances are less than ideal, it seems they're managing as best as they can. I know that many situations like this don't turn out so well, but I'm grateful that this seems to be an exception. Thanks for checking in.
I initially thought she was BSing.
I did, for sure.
All right, this is the time of year where our interns get very introspective, start looking at their lives, because most of them are about to graduate.
You say introspective, they say panic.
Yeah, looking at the real world here, and it's time to take a look at your life and realize, like, man, I'm not going to be going to school every single day. I have to become an adult. Messy Mikey has had an epiphany.
Don't blame me any of that pomp and circumstance. It's doom and gloom around here. It's bad news. Things are not looking up. I'm about to graduate. I'm about to be a collegiate graduate. And
that's terrifying.
Thanks, everybody. It feels not that good. It's like I'm going through the stages of grief. Like, it's been denial for the whole semester. Like, last week, I finally got to anger. I'm angry now.
But this is why you go to school. Like, you go to school to graduate. This is the goal. You've accomplished your goal.
You go to school to have a hell of a time, live in paradise. You don't learn a thing, and then you graduate and you don't know where your life is going.
Where does anger enter the room? Because, I mean, you've earned this.
It's just not fair. No, but I think I'm about to reach, what's the next one? Bargaining? I think I'm starting to bargain. The other day I went to my favorite bar, a place where I've spent many an hour for my college experience. I was in my favorite bar and I had a bit of an epiphany. I was sitting there alone in a booth the way I used to. It was throwing them back to the old days. Sitting there, people coming up asking if I'm okay. Yes, I'm fine. I'm just looking around. I'm just a judgmental mug. It's horrible. If I'm in a bar, I'm looking around. People are enemies. They're not my friends. Because if it's guys, back before I had a girlfriend, it's like, this is the competition. If it's girls, it's like, that's who's about to hurt my feelings. And so it's pretty much everyone's enemies. But just for a couple seconds the other day, I took a look around and I said, Lord have mercy, this is my community. These are my people. These friends and neighbors are the good old days, and we're in them right now. And it was like the most clarity I've ever seen. I looked around the whole bar. Everyone's having a great time. of course, some drunk guy threw a dart at his girlfriend's butt, and that ruined
That's
it all.
Even part of the good time. What are you talking about?
So then I was like, all right, now you guys are animals. I'm out of here. So, yeah. But for just a couple seconds, I had a great epiphany, and I was like, wow, we are in the good old days right now. This is beautiful, but some drunk has to go and ruin it. I turned on everyone again.
So what you're saying is you looked around there and you realized, like, you're ready for, quote-unquote, graduation. Those aren't your people anymore, or you say that you are embracing where you're at right
now. I'm embracing where I'm at, okay. But I'm realizing these are the good old days. This is what I'm going to look back on. Like, this was the time. This was the fun.
Downhill from here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a roller coaster downhill.
It never gets any better than it did in that bar last night.
That's it, bro.
That's it, man.
Hate to tell you.
Pure bliss.
The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.